3 days of national mourning have been declared in Pakistan. This is, of course, following this morning's school attack in the city of Peshawar, which is in the northwest region of Pakistan. A group of gunmen stormed a military-run school. At least 141 people are dead. Most of them are young students. And the Taliban has since claimed responsibility for the attack. TV Paul is a political science professor who specializes in international relations at McGill. He recently authored a book, The Warrior State, Pakistan in the Contemporary World, and he joins me on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So it just seems incomprehensible, certainly to me. Why would the Taliban go after children?
Well, the first impression is it is a revenge attack. Pakistani military has been engaging in aerial bombing of Taliban strongholds in North Waziristan. And so the Taliban picked up the army school where the children of army officers are studying. So obviously this looks like more like a revenge attack toward the army, but innocent children were caught in that episode.
I wonder if it's more than that, too, if it's not the Taliban sending a message that no one is safe.
Well, definitely. Taliban has been doing this last 3 years. They had several attacks, one mostly on minorities, though. First it was Shias, then Ahmadis, then Christians, and occasional strikes here and there. But this is the biggest attack they have mounted against Pakistani civilians. And they are indeed frustrated. They are not getting the kind of support they thought they could negotiate with the Pakistani government for some kind of a settlement. But their goals are so ambitious that even Nawaz Sharif, the prime minister who wanted to talk to them, could not do much because they want to implement Sharia law and convert Pakistan into a truly Islamic state in their image, of course. And so they are trying their best to create a panic situation and hoping that they will get some leeway in that. But it looks like the Pakistani government is changing its strategy a little bit, at least in this area, by targeting them. But they are missing a big program for counterterrorism. They are focusing only on the military aspect. I think that is the weakness, and that is showing up in these attacks off and on.
Right. So you're saying the fact that they've been concentrating on these aerial bombardments is not the way to go. What is the way to go then?
Well, they need to change the mindset of people, and they have to look at what ideas are spreading in Pakistan. It's not just the Taliban alone, but there are sympathizers who, of course, now say they are not part of it. But the point is that the general climate of the country has been one that patronizes this sort of extremist ideas for a period of time. Not all Pakistanis, though. The majority, obviously, are silent and they are not able to do much. So here you have an opportunity to somehow engage in transforming the minds of these people who are engaging in this sort of violence. And this is tied to the policies that Pakistan has been pursuing in Afghanistan and other places, including Kashmir. Here is an opportunity now to rethink whether this strategy has helped Pakistan and perhaps take them on, you know, the entire process of de-radicalization of the society of Pakistan.
But that seems such an immense challenge. I mean, we were speaking with Kyle Matthews of Concordia the other week about how, you know, we're sort of falling behind groups like ISIS, groups like even the Taliban, and the way they use social media to sort of present who they are. I mean, how does the government of Pakistan change a mindset like that?
Well, they you know, the problem with Pakistani military in particular, they have used some of these groups in the past for their geopolitical goals,
right,
vis-a-vis Afghanistan, vis-a-vis India, or even vis-a-vis the United States. And so the time has come for them to realize that there's a blowback effect on them in such a huge way that the society is not changing unless they make a new radical shift in their policy, which would mean we will not use these groups for our geopolitical goals anymore. And that other means, diplomacy, you know, engaging the new Afghan government, for instance, should be their motto. And that has to come, and it's the only way they can change, because the moment you provide some group some support, other groups also then use that as an excuse to further their goals. And Pakistan is suffering and the country is suffering. The people are suffering.
But you mentioned the Pakistani prime minister had tried to negotiate or at least sit down with the Taliban, and that had not been successful. How much political will do you think there is in Pakistan to change the way
this attack definitely does not help that process at all, because that was the reason that there were a few attacks when Nawaz Sharif said he wanted to talk. The Taliban did not cooperate. They engaged in random violence. So the army then switched his position and said, we are going to take them on. But what this shows is that the army and the civilians had some discord. They are obviously at least giving the impression they are unified on this position. But they need a strategy to how to change the conditions in these territories where they hold. The Taliban has some hold. And also to engage in a comprehensive plan of counterterrorism, which includes change of ideas, education, de-radicalization, and the cutting of funding sources. You know, the money is coming from Saudi Arabia or other charities in the Gulf, and they need to find a way to stop that. And that is the capacity of the Pakistani state is not that high. That is one big problem. But they need to think themselves as the torchbearers for a new strategy, new policy. And the military is the key, the Pakistani military and ISI. Until they change their strategy, this country is unlikely to get any better. Things are not going to get better anytime soon.
All right, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it on that note. Thank you so much for your perspective. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.